Ned Spike's upper lip curled up to form a sneer as he unsaddled his horse for the night when he turned to see Edward Lawton approaching.
I should have shot the son of a bitch as soon as we left the Arkansas.
Ned managed to fashion a crooked smile for Lawton's benefit.
I hope your missus is about ready to cook us some supper.
Ned, I'm finding it hard to believe you really know where you're leading us. We've been traveling straight south for days now, when it seems we should be heading back to the west.
Well now, Mr. Lawton, I swear it grieves me to think you ain't got no faith in me no more. Like I told you before, we have to give Fort Dodge a wide berth. They're still acting like the engines are raiding, so they won't let nobody pass on through Dodge unless they're with a wagon train. And you're the one that said you was in a hurry to get to Santa Fe.
That may be true, but we've been heading south for days. Fort Dodge must be 50 miles or more north of us now.
Yeah, but they got them patrols, you see. They're always riding around looking for engines that ain't there and ain't been there for over a year. And if we ran into them, why, they'd escort us right back to Dodge, and then where would you be? Besides, I'm taking you on a shortcut.
Well, I hope you're right about this shortcut.
Nothing to worry about, Mr. Lawton. Just go on back to your pretty little wife. Old Ned's had about as much of you as he's willing to put up with.
Ned had tolerated Lawton longer than he had planned, but he'd just gotten too lazy to go ahead and finish the job. He figured that he might as well let Lawton drive the wagon for him and let his wife do the cooking. As far as the young'un was concerned, he looked forward to slitting the sassy little brat's throat. Her mother, well, she was a different story. Ned planned to keep her around for a while until his carnal needs were satisfied. Then she would get the same as her husband and her daughter. Lawton was right about one thing, though. It was time to make his move, especially now that Lawton was openly questioning his ability to lead them. What he'd told them about the lack of Indian war parties was an outright lie, and he was getting too deep into some dangerous country. Cheyenne raiding parties had been active along the Cimarron for the past 6 months, and he wasn't comfortable with the Indian sign he had noticed at their most recent campsite.
It's time to skin this possum.
He was sure Edward Lawton had some money hidden away somewhere in that wagon. He just didn't seem like the type to start out across the country without a grub stake. Ned might have brought this little party to an end sooner, except for the rifle Lawton always seemed to have at hand, and the shotgun that rode beside his wife in the wagon. And every time he moved around at night, the little girl appeared to be watching him over the side rails of the wagon.
I'll catch him when he ain't holding on to that rifle, and it better be soon.
Morning broke warm and clear, another in a long line of days that never seemed to vary. Ned looked the camp over to see where everybody was. He knew after only a moment that there was never going to be a better chance to get things settled. Lawton was hitching up the horses, for once his rifle propped against the back of the wagon. His wife was making breakfast, the shotgun still propped by the wagon seat. It was made to order for what he intended. He decided to risk the time to saddle his horse, just in case things went wrong. Then he led his horse up to the back of the wagon and looped the reins over the tailgate. Glancing at Edward and Sarah to make sure their attention was not on him, he picked up Edward's rifle and laid it in the wagon bed. When he turned toward the front of the wagon, it was to meet the stare of 6-year-old Emma.
Papa!
Edward immediately approached him, but it was too damn late to warn her father. Ned whipped out his .44 pistol and leveled it at Edward.
I was wondering when you were going to show your true colors.
You can make this easy on yourself. Suppose you just get that money I know you got hid, and I'll be on my way without no harm to nobody.
Ned turned his head slightly to caution Sarah, who had just then become aware of the danger.
You just sit right where you are, sweetheart. Well, this is gonna get ugly.
So you are the scoundrel I suspected. I have no money hidden away. I wouldn't give it to a scoundrel like you if I did. But get on your horse and be gone and leave us in peace.
Have it your way, you son of a bitch.
Ned froze, startled by the sudden impact of a solid blow to Edward's chest, dropping the man. He stared at the pistol in his hand as if it had accidentally gone off. Ned needed no further warning. With only a glance at the horrified woman as she rushed to her husband's side, he ran to his horse.
Emma, fetch my rifle.
His daughter ran to the wagon.
There isn't much time. Save our daughter. Take her and drive the wagon away as fast as you can.
Oh, but Edward...
There isn't time to argue. I'm dying. I don't know how much time I have left, but I'll hold them off as long as I can.
No, I'll not leave you. I can't.
Yes, you can. You have to to save Emma. Know that I love you both, and I am truly sorry for bringing you out to this wild country.
He then took the rifle from Emma.
Now go, and don't look back.